story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, September 9th. It was sunny in Chicago. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes, a veteran Chicago police officer. More than 3 million people live here in the city, and when they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant?
Veteran Chicago police officer means old, right? That's what that
you're out on patrol today, huh?
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, because you're not here bringing all the goodies that we usually have, I had to stop at McDonald's on the way, and I have some Egg McMuffins and sausage biscuits for the whole morning crew here today.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Well, yeah, I had to do something because, you know, your shipment of baked goods is not here. You did go on.
And Richard is doing.
You did go on quite a road trip, didn't you?
I did. And, you know, it's a great. I went out for a motorcycle ride with some friends out to Gages Lake, Illinois. And Gages Lake is about an hour north of the city if you take streets. It's less if you take the expressway, but, you know, we were riding, like, back roads and stuff. And went to a place called Jesse Oaks at 18490 West Old Gages Lake Road. And Gages Lake, it's like, even with Waukegan, a little bit farther west, and it's a beautiful area. Nice little lake there, and Jesse Oaks is this sort of a... If you had a really, really rich neighbor in their backyard, this is a place that they would have, you know, all kinds of picnic tables and TVs everywhere to watch every football game or you know, a funeral of some royal person this week, if you want to.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you should have gone to a place that had fish and chips.
You know, I thought of that last night. I'm like, wow, that would have been a good time to do that English restaurant we did a few weeks ago.
Yeah, really. What's on the restaurant at Jesse Oaks, on the menu at Jesse Oaks?
Well, for one thing, one of their appetizers is Italian beef egg rolls. It's deep-fried wontons with corned beef, Swiss cheese, sauerkraut. And it's a real demonstration about how here in America, we don't really invent new dishes. But, man, we could take years and make it a lot better.
Well, so, yeah, a lot better, question mark. Really, an Italian beef egg roll? You like this?
Yeah, it was really good. I was actually surprised at how good it was. It's like a little Reuben in an egg roll.
Oh, so wow. Okay.
It was very good. And we also have the Fat Boy Cheeseburger, which is a 1-pound cheeseburger.
Well, this place doesn't fool around.
Yeah, this is a big cheeseburger. And, I mean, that's like twice the size of your normal, you were at McDonald's today, that's twice the size of a... Well, it's four times the size of a quarter pounder.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, see, I can do math. All right. What else did I have? Mega nachos, which was huge. And, you have the crowd. We were all sharing it when we were there. And, they have a lot of great stuff. And pub-style pizza, too. Thin, crispy pizza that you can get with different toppings. But it's a great... a place to go to for a motorcycle ride as the weather, if it stays good. You know, they have, live concerts or shows. Like this weekend, they have a guy named Brian Daniels, the Brian Daniels Duo, guitar and harmonica tomorrow night. So it's a great time to take a ride out there, enjoy the nice weather while we still have it.
And fill up. So it's about an hour north of the city on Milwaukee Avenue, depending on traffic and your route, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, we were riding motorcycles, so we took our sweet time getting there and just enjoying the weather.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you were sleepy after eating. It sounds like it's quite a menu. I hope you had some coffee before.
We were sharing a lot of stuff, so I don't think I could have finished off the 1-pound burger by myself.
Yeah.
Even me, I don't think. You could have taken half of it home.
You probably needed some caffeine for the motorcycle ride back, Jesse. Oaks, 18490 West Old Gages Lake Road in Gages Lake. It's our Friday food report from Lieutenant David Haynes. All your talk, Lieutenant, about the motorcycle ride reminds me. Remember when they used to have cops on motorcycles here in Chicago? Not anymore, huh?
No. Well, they still have the motor unit, and they do dignitary protection and stuff like that. But I actually, when I was first on the job, we had the last three-wheeled motorcycle in the 15th District.
I remember.
Try to fix it every day.
I remember those. All right, where did you go for dessert?
Well, I got a after we did the review of County Donuts out in out in the suburbs somewhere, I got a email from George Simonson, who told me to check out Country Donuts at 3091 US 20 in Elgin, Illinois, and he told me that the Country Donuts was the original owner of County Donuts, and they had sort of split off and changed the name. At first, I thought he was telling me I had the name wrong, but it turns out it's a whole different place.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a sucker for 24-hour donut places because I work nights, and mm-hmm. there's not very many of them left that, you know, mm-hmm. aren't a big, huge chain.
Yep.
So I love family places that stay open all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the best. So how are the donuts?
Well, donuts are great. First of all, they have Michigan apple cider donuts, and I don't know if they have them all year round, but they have them now, and I love apple cider donuts. They have glazed and cinnamon, the cake donuts. It's the kind you get out in the country when you're going to the pumpkin farm with your kids and stuff.
Right.
And I went at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they were fresh. So, I mean, so it was a great place to go. Oh, I should mention, by the way, the drive-thru is open 24 hours. They do close for the dining room for a few hours during the night, and they have their dining room is an old-fashioned counter with the stools. You sit and have your coffee and donuts.
Love it.
Yeah, just like the old days. They also have their cake donuts, their chocolate frosted cake donuts. It's going to have to be an entry into this year's Donut Olympics later in the year.
Oh, that good, huh?
Yeah, it was very good, and the toasted coconut, too, is also my favorite, which is, for some reason, toasted coconut isn't a lot of places have stopped making them. I don't know why. Maybe there's some kind of allergy thing or something.
No, some supply chain issue. What?
It could be, yeah.
All right.
And they had great coffee. So they had a whole huge selection of donuts. They had a honeydew donut, too, which I tried at the other place, and it was very good, too. Oh. And great coffee.
Well, say no more. All right, let's repeat. Country Donuts, that's Country Donuts, 3091 U.S. 20 in Elgin, right?
Yeah, and thanks to Mr. Simonson for sending me that email. If anybody else, you know, wants to give me some places, especially 24-hour places, I love them. At beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com. Got it. We have the news for you on the hour next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, the lieutenant has restaurant news. What's happening?
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention is this weekend is the Throwback Music Fest right up here in Milwaukee and Elston. And it's become my favorite festival. It's been the last 5 years or so. But they closed down Milwaukee Avenue. They have a lot of food, a lot of music, and it is, I think, the best music because it's all these tribute bands, and it's great, just great music for 3 days, starting the night, and they have a lot of loud, live music. So if you want to come to the Throwback Music Fest, it's, I think, one of the best street festivals in the city.
And good food, too. And where did you say that is?
Right where Milwaukee and Elston meet, so about 6,000 North Milwaukee, and they close off the whole street. Can't miss it.
Yeah, not far from Superdog.
Right down the street from Superdog, yeah.
And
come get a Superdog, and we can
hear the sounds. Tell us about this Liberation Kitchen, is it?
Yeah, Upton's Break Room in Westtown. We actually talked about them a while back because they do all plant-based, they have vegan donuts. So I brought vegan donuts in one time.
Mm-hmm.
And So it was Liberation Donuts, and now it was part of Upton's Break Room, and now they're sort of combining them, and they're going to be Liberation Kitchen, which would include the donuts, and they're going to do they're going to try and help, in addition to their own business, they're going to try and help other vegan and plant-based restaurants get off the ground. So
good for them.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah, I mean, you know, the food for people who are vegan or gluten-free or whatever, it's the best time in the world because there's a lot of different choices out there. People are really making good experiments with the food. And, I mean, we've had cookies and stuff and donuts, and they're as good as regular ones. So it's really getting to be I'm glad for those people who are wish I could be vegan.
Well, you can't be eating Italian beef egg rolls and 1 pound hamburgers all the time. And we're in mourning for Susie's drive through, aren't we, Lieutenant?
How about that? Susie's has been around my entire life. They're closed. They closed after 50 years. They're trying to sell it. And Susie's hot dogs, when I was in high school, is the only place you can get a corn pole, which is instead of a corn dog, it's a Polish sausage, and I never forgot that. We used to go there all the time in the middle of the night when I was in high school, college, and I'm really sad to see it go. It was a great place.
Yeah, great fries, ice cream, 4126 West Montrose, Susie's Drive-In. Farewell. Lieutenant, thanks for the report, and hopefully we'll have you in the studio next Friday so we can eat what you have protected and served for us during the week. Take care.
All right, I'll see you then.
Hey, let's be careful out here.